Now the news. I'm Tian Yu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory letter to the China-Sri Lanka Political Parties Conference. The meeting was held to commemorate the 65th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. It also marked the 70th anniversary of the signing of the Rubberized Pact, which is seen as the starting point for the expansion of bilateral trade between the two sides. China has approved a project involving the construction of 8 national computing hubs and plans to build 10 national data center clusters. The project is part of the country's strategy to channel more computing resources from the country's eastern regions to its less developed western regions. The project marks the completion of the overall layout for the National Integrated Big Data Center System. China's National Health Commission says it will continue fully supporting the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government and meet its demand in containing the current COVID-19 outbreak. The commission says it has been paying close attention to the fifth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic in Hong Kong. It says a panel of epidemiology experts have been sent from Guangdong Province to Hong Kong, along with 2 mobile COVID-19 test vehicles. Data from the Center for Health Protection Thursday showed Hong Kong registered over 6,100 new cases of COVID-19 in a 24-hour period. Richard Kimber has more.
The health authorities at the moment urging anybody who is tested positive, who is asymptomatic or who has mild symptoms to stay at home and self-isolate initially rather than rush to hospital, just to try and protect the hospital capacity for patients who are more in need of emergency treatment. In the meantime, the government has commissioned a fleet of 300 taxis that it's regularly disinfecting to help ferry patients from home to hospital to prevent the risk of transmission on public transport. It's also working with the real estate sector to commission 10,000 hotel rooms for use as temporary isolation facilities to further reduce the risk of transmission between families in this very densely urban populated environment. The Beijing central government has been helping in a variety of ways, including logistical support for the delivery of fresh food to Hong Kong. Hong Kong relies very heavily on the mainland for the delivery of fresh food. Because of an outbreak of COVID-19 among truck drivers, that's been heavily disrupted this past week. And from Monday onwards, a new shipment of fresh food will arrive by sea, the first of many to try to alleviate this food delivery problem here.
The death toll rose to 105, with 140 people still missing due to landslides and floods caused by heavy rains on Tuesday in the Brazilian city of Petrópolis in Rio de Janeiro state. Local civil defense authorities say at least 400 firefighters are working with army personnel to search for survivors after a large part of Petrópolis was destroyed by landslides and floods. Lucretia Franco has more.
Where volunteers and residents have also joined the recovery teams who continue working around the clock. But in this town that is home to some 300,000 people, the city of Petrópolis was absolutely devastated after heavy rainfall fell on Tuesday evening. Just in a few hours, the downpours exceeded the average of the entire month of February. It was the heaviest rains in almost a century, according to the city officials. So rescue teams are still looking for survivors, but nobody knows the real scale of the disaster.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says his country stands ready for talks with Russia to establish peace. Zelensky made the remarks during his visit to a frontline city in the conflict-hit eastern Ukraine. A statement from the Presidential Press Service says Ukraine supports the initiatives of other countries that offer assistance in organizing a meeting with the Russian side. The Russian Foreign Ministry confirmed that Bart Gorman, the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, has been expelled from Russia. Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharov says Gorman was ordered to leave in response to the expulsion of the minister consular of the Russian embassy in Washington. Britain's Met Office has issued a rare red weather warning for Storm Eunice, as it is expected to bring extremely strong winds and continued disruption for much of the country on Friday. The warning was issued after Storm Dudley had left thousands of people in England without power and all trains cancelled in Scotland on Wednesday. The red warning, the highest level, covers Britain's southwest coastal areas. And that's the news. I'm Kenny.